Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 325. We are heading forward with the SBS of the eyelid muscles. Yesterday we saw the biological conflicts linked to the levator palpebrae muscle. Today we are going to see the conflict active phase symptoms of it. Please do not forget its two controlling centers, cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. Therefore, there is cell loss or necrosis of the levator palpebrae and paralysis of the levator muscle respective to the two controlled centers in proportion to the degree of the conflict activity. Here you should remember that these striated muscles belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss. As a result, there occurs a very characteristic medical condition as this. Because of the weakness or paralysis of the levator muscle that is responsible for raising or elevating the eyelid, the upper eyelid will sag and fail to open fully. If the intensity of the conflict is mild, the droop may be barely noticeable, and if severe, the droop may also be severe, causing the eyelid to descend over the entire pupil. Still, the eyelid does not droop completely to cover the eye because the tarsal muscle prevents a complete closing. The medical term for drooping of eyelid is ptosis or blepharoptosis, and the inability to fully close the eyelid is called lag of thalamus. Let us see what happens during the healing phase. The paralyzed levator muscle is reconstructed, but the paralysis may reach up to the PCLA phase. Blepharospasm or spasms of the eyelid muscle is a very common medical condition, and that occurs during the epileptoid crisis. Depending on the intensity of the conflict activity, the rapid movement of the eyelid can range from minor eyelid fluttering to strong eyelid twitching or eyelid ticks. By the end of the healing phase or PCLB phase, the eyelids will return to normal functions. Eye blinking is different from eyelid tick. Excessive eye blinking also involves the levator palpebrae muscle. It is the result of a blink reflex, the conflict of which is a feeling sussed out or figured out, as when someone is caught cheating, lying or playing tricks. If the blinking is very rapid, it is in the epileptoid crisis of an instance of setting on a track, for example, when the person is telling a lie. Next, we will discuss the SBS of the orbicularis oculi muscle present in the upper and lower eyelids, controlling the closing of the eye. I told already that we learned the SBS of the eyelid muscles separately because the conflict and the medical conditions are different in both cases. The biological conflict linked to the orbicularis oculi muscle is not being able to close the eyes or not having closed the eyes at the right time. Respectively, they occur during one's inability to close eyes to avoid seeing something unpleasant or undesirable, or to turn a blind eye to something, or they occur during one's failure to close at the right time, as can happen after accidents, by fire, explosives, unsafe work as with a welding device. Other conflicts related to orbicularis oculi eyelid muscle is not being allowed to close the eyes or not wanting to close the eyes. The first of this type of conflict can occur when not being permitted to sleep or not getting enough sleep. This can happen to mothers of newborns, students working on last-minute term papers, shift workers, long-distance truck drivers, etc. Kids refusing to nap have the last type of conflict of not wanting to close the eyes. Here also, whether the right or left orbicularis muscle is to be affected is determined by the person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. In the case of this eyelid muscle also, there is necrosis or cell loss in both upper and lower eyelid, controlled from the cerebral medulla and paralysis of the orbicularis oculi muscle controlled from the motor cortex depending on the intensity of the conflict activity. As already told in the case of levator palpebrae, the striated muscles of the orbicularis oculi muscle have functional loss as a response to the conflict activity. As a result of the weakness or paralysis of the orbicularis oculi muscle responsible for closing the eyelid, the upper and lower eyelid cannot be closed properly. This can result in the sagging of the lower lid when lower eyelid is affected due to the decreased tension of the orbicularis oculi. This condition is known as ectropion. When the upper eyelid is affected, there can have drooping of the upper eyelid also. During the healing phase, just as the levator palpebrae, the healing can reach into PCLA. During epileptoid crisis again, there can have blepharospasm or eye muscle spasm of the upper or lower eyelids. Depending on the intensity of the conflict activity, the rapid eyelid movement can be mild eyelid fluttering or strong eyelid twitching or eyelid tics. The eyelid muscle can return to normal function by the end of healing phase or PCLB. Entropion is an uncomfortable condition where the lashes constantly rub the eye, causing redness and irritation of the eye. This is due to the folding of the lower eyelid inwards as a result of the increased tension of the orbicularis oculi occurring in cases of hanging healing due to continued conflict lapses. Friends, please appreciate how GNM explains the common eye conditions in an entirely different manner. No ophthalmologist in this world knows this new knowledge. Let us hope one day in future, GNM will be the basis for understanding the so-called diseases. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.